If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. If we want true health and wellness, behavioral change for a lifetime, we need to focus on three things: exercise, nutrition, and motivation. And when I made the conscious decision to make my passion my vocation, I said, I need to focus on all three of those things. I need to study them, I need to understand them, and I need to combine them to truly affect change, both in myself, in my family, and in all the people I work with. Because you can't have just one. You can't just change exercise. You can't just change what you eat. And as we all know, and I will talk about here today, motivation is everything. It's everything. Because let's face it, you all know that you should move more and eat less bad stuff. We need to exercise and we need to change what we eat. We know that, but how do we do it? And how do we do it for a lifetime? Sure, we can do it short term. We can go on a crash diet and be done in 2, 3, 4 weeks after torturing ourselves. We can start that New Year's resolution exercise plan every January, only to quit a few weeks, a few months in. So in the end, it really, truly hinges on that motivation. And that's why I get so angry and upset at those fad diets and the bad exercise programs, because over time, they wear away at your motivation. You question your ability to do something. And it's not that you're not motivated. It's that you're following the wrong plan, that you're following bad advice, and you cannot get to your destination if you have bad directions. And bad directions are everywhere. So it's motivation. How do we find that? When I started my master's program decades ago, that was why I walked in the door. That's what I was so excited to spend 3+ years learning, how to motivate people. And when I brought that up to one of my sports psychology professors. He said, you can't motivate people. You can provide incentive. And that's what this show's about. We're going to talk about all the different ways you can figure out what motivates you. And many of them you have heard before. But how many have you actually tried? And not only that, how many have you actually tried and given a chance to work? But I would argue this is different. Most of you, if you haven't found success yet, or are starting to find success, because it doesn't come right away, it takes time like everything else, you most likely haven't employed even a few of these. You've heard them, you've read them, but you haven't truly tried them. Because they do work. They do work. And as I will bring together, when you take a variety of these tips, these do's and don'ts, and you combine them, super powerful. You don't lack motivation. You know you want it. You want to lose that weight. You want to achieve your goals. You have bad directions. And your goal setting is also most likely flawed as well. Focusing solely on weight. Just got ahead of myself. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give you five do's and five don'ts when it comes to motivation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we are back. I not only get ahead of myself occasionally within the podcast, I oftentimes do, because I am so passionate about every single show I do. But I realize when I look back at the hundreds of shows I have done already, that I didn't do this kind of basic, my kind of Motivation 101. And I thought of calling this Motivation 101, but something about that didn't ring true, but I did a podcast, Intrinsic versus Extrinsic Motivation. A little more advanced than today's show, but I would argue today's show is just as important, if not more so, because it gets you started. And let me just do a quick, you know, rehash of that episode. What is motivation? It's the internal processes that give a behavior its energy, direction, and persistence. So it's internal, gives a behavior energy, direction, and persistence. We'll leave it at that. And extrinsic motivation, that's behavior that's driven by rewards, external rewards. You do something, you get a reward. Intrinsic motivation, driven by internal rewards, because interest and enjoyment of the task itself. And my lifelong goal for everyone is to convince you over time that everyone can get to that intrinsic motivation. As crazy as it sounds for so many of you who say you detest exercise, you don't like eating healthy, no. You haven't found what works for you yet. You can and will flip that switch. Every single one of you is capable of that, and it is amazing. It's amazing. I just ate a ridiculously healthy salad, ridiculously. Didn't make it myself, I'm too lazy. And I was so looking forward to it, and I enjoyed it more than a dessert, but I still have dessert. Okay, sidetracked. Let's get right into it. So, motivation, five do's, five don'ts. You've heard the first one a million times, but have you actually applied it? Have you tried it? Have a specific goal or event to shoot for. This gives it purpose. This gives your fitness goals a date, a specific date. Ideally, it's challenging. So this can be so many different things, especially in today's world where we have virtual challenges now, but something ideally that is fitness related, a 5K walk for charity, a 5K run, your first triathlon. I did that podcast way back, why you should try. And just about everyone is capable. Sprint triathlon, whatever your distance, forces you to cross train, swim, bike, run, strength train. Amazing. That's why I do it, amongst many other reasons. And this is where I'm going to get to that combination of factors. I didn't come out of the womb running and doing triathlons and exercising every day. So finding a specific goal, a specific event to shoot for that you can put on the calendar that is off in the distance, off in the future, is so powerful. And this is not your wedding, not, although those are super motivating as well. When I was a trainer and I would have, we say women, and this is not sexist, it's just guys don't care by and large about getting in shape for their wedding. Women tend to care much more. Very sexist on the male part, just the truth. And that was a huge selling point for personal training back in the day. And that can be powerful. But I want this to be fitness related. I want this to be a challenge. And ideally, it's something that scares you a little bit. Scares you a little bit, not a lot, not a huge amount. Although if that's your personality type, okay. And then I want you to put it out there or not. Again, based on your personality type. So in many of the books I've written about, you know, triathlon running and goal setting, I talk about not only signing up for that event, but then telling a handful of family and friends that you'd rather not admit that you didn't do it. But I realize that works for many people. There are some people who just want to keep it to themselves. If that works for you, okay. But for the vast majority of people, putting it out there is powerful. It helps. Okay, so try to find that. Try to find that. And number two ties into this so powerfully. Do have a specific goal or event to shoot for. That's number one. Number two is do it for charity if you can. Do it for charity if you can. I coached a cancer charity for just over a decade, raised tens of millions of dollars, helped to raise tens of millions of dollars. It was a cancer charity where we did events, triathlons, runs, and then Spartan races, running up the Empire State Building. One of the greatest things I did as far as giving back and combining fitness and charity and cancer and raising money. So if you can connect your specific goal event you're training for with a charity, and it's almost impossible not to, given the internet and the ways we can do this today, that gives it so much meaning. It makes it so much more difficult to quit, to not follow through. And then, like when I coach that charity, you oftentimes, if you do it specifically through a charity, you get a coach and you get community and you get training plans right there. And there are so many great charities, so many. And if you can tie that into a charity that you have a personal connection to, family, friends who are affected by something that you can help raise money for, beyond powerful, beyond powerful. And many times, these charities, you can travel. You can sign up to raise money to do an event for a charity that you have a connection to that may be in another country, another state. You make a trip out of it. This is motivation, people. Without having to get motivation, you're putting a plan in place. And when you have that charity and that fundraising and that meaning, it has value far beyond. So consider that. And you can jump right on the internet, start Googling, and find so many options. What a great goal. What a great, you know, New Year's resolution goal. You can start whenever. And it's bigger than you. You're combining fitness, you're combining charity, doing good things for other people. Everyone benefits. Number three. Now we're getting, you know, if you want to call it selfish, whatever, but it's not. Spend money. Do spend money. So let me just make sure I'm a little obsessive here. So number one, do have a specific goal or event to train for, to shoot for. Number two, do it for charity if you can. Combine the two. And do spend money. Invest in your health. You know, I work obviously with a lot of different fitness brands and companies, and I get equipment things for free. If I give those things away, people are much less likely to use them. They're not motivated. You get that piece of fitness equipment that you have no connection, you have no skin in the game. Most people, that will sap them of their motivation. You spend a lot of money on something, doesn't always, as we know, provide perfect motivation. I mean, how many times do we hear about that expensive piece of exercise equipment that becomes a clothes rack? But it helps. It helps immeasurably. So buy something. Do spend money. Do buy something. And the bigger, the better. Go big. Do some research, though. You know, I've done so many podcasts on what type of fitness equipment I should buy, cardio, strength. There are so many options. And this is where when you say you don't enjoy exercise, no, you just haven't found what you like. And then when you spend money on it and you bring it into your home, you're much more likely to use it. It can also be a bike that you go and ride outside, anything fitness related. So do spend money. Equipment and all of the other things that go with that. It could be a smartwatch, fitness technology. We are living in the most incredible times. When I started, there was no internet. And now you have everything. We have everything right at our fingertips in the privacy of our own home at a great price and so many options. So do spend money. There's no better way to invest than in your health. And when you buy equipment for your home, others can use it too. Could not spend money in a better way. So do spend money. Number four, I did a podcast on this as well. Do get a training partner or a tribe. That's a new word. There was no tribe back when I first started in this industry, and I don't think it's in any of my textbooks, but a tribe, a community, there's such power in numbers. Incredible. Now, I'm someone who enjoys going out for a run or bike ride by myself the vast majority of the time. But I do know that when I train with other people and exercise with other people, I enjoy it in a different way. I'm not going to say more, just differently. And I like to mix it up. Variation, variation, variation. Goes for exercise, goes for nutrition, goes for everything within those two buckets. So it doesn't have to be for every workout, But there, most people, when you have an accountability partner or partners, then it's fun and you motivate each other on days when maybe you're not motivated, your two training partners, well, they will be, and they're going to get you out of bed or get you to where you need to be. And there's so many ways to do this. You can do it at someone's home. You can go for walks together. You can do it over Zoom now. You can join a club if you want to join a walking club, a rowing club, you know, join a gym that has that community. So many different options now, so many boutique memberships you can do and join. So many specific workouts. That's what's so fun. You know, back in the day, one of the major flaws with gyms was that you paid for all of these services you didn't use, right? You join a big gym and you're like, okay, there's a pool, but you're not a swimmer. And then there's all these classes and equipment, and you're just there maybe to take yoga. Well, now you have how many yoga options, how many bar options, how many rowing, you know, facilities, so super specific. And then you get that community and you make that connection. It's one reason CrossFit is so popular. It's that community aspect. There is power in numbers. Now, I know most of you have heard these tips, if you want to call them that. I'm not a big fan of that term. These ideas before, have you employed them? Number four. Nope. Number five. Get a coach. So for those of you who maybe, you know, you're like, I don't feel like joining a group right yet. I'm not feeling great about myself. Get a coach, a trainer. That can be online or in person. Now, let me say, years ago when there was, you know, pre-Peloton, pre-all that stuff, I had a friend who had a company where you did one-on-one training, but virtual. And I was like, yeah, I poo-pooed it. I was like, yeah, I'm not interested. He's like, no, you got to try it. It's different. I go, it's you know, Zoom. And I was amazed. I acquiesced. I did a session. It was different. It was amazing. You know, and there wasn't some stranger in my house. Totally different for those of you who maybe don't want that either. But I had a 6 a.m. appointment to go down into my home gym, connect with a trainer. And there's things you can do online with graphics and heart rate. It's amazing. Again, the technology is, it's mind-boggling. So get a coach. You know, I had a question yesterday where someone said they were doing their first 5K. They were worried, and what should they do? I said, one of the options is to get a coach. You got to follow a plan. A reputable coach who's going to progress you appropriately. A reputable trainer who knows what they're doing. So if you're just starting out with strength training, get this question all the time. Where do I start? Well, I have books, micro workout plan, beat the gym, things like that. But for many people, having that one-on-one, in-person, or virtual connection is a great way to start. Again, it combines investing money. You're going to spend some money. That's helpful. And you're going to do things correctly. Performing exercises correctly is so important. And the vast majority of people don't. So do get a coach. All right, so we got the five do's. Go over them one final time. Do have a specific goal event to shoot for. Do it for charity if you can. Do spend money. Do get a training partner or a tribe. And do get a coach. And maybe you do all of those. Think of how powerful that is. The people who came to me when I was a coach, and many of them, oh, so important, type A's. They didn't need motivation, but they wanted to be told what to do. They wanted to follow a plan. And then they're like, well, I want someone who knows what they're talking about, who's spent years studying this, so that they are going to achieve their goals. Greatest results, shortest amount of time, least likelihood of injury. That's what I give to people, and that's what I give to you. But those people, my vast majority of my clientele over the years, I had a mix of everything, but a large portion of them towards the end of working, you know, with people, both online and in person, they were not lacking motivation. They wanted structure. And so my point is, all five of these things are super important and will absolutely get you to your destination if you employ them. Okay, final break. When we come back, the five don'ts. And the five don'ts are just as important as the five do's, maybe more so. And we'll tell you what they are when we come right back. Short break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back talking about motivation. One of the most common questions, topics, and just frustrations with people is how do you get motivated? We know what we need to do. How do we do it? And how do we do it consistently? All right, here are the don'ts. First one, super important, had to put it right up there as the number one don't. Please don't focus solely on weight loss. That is one of the major problems, because that scale doesn't move for all the reasons in all the podcasts I have done so far. It is a flawed strategy from the start. Now, I know you're like, Tom, but that's why I'm listening. I get it. You know, those clients that came to me I just talked about, the ones who didn't lack motivation, and the others as well, no matter who they were, and if the goal was weight loss, I took the focus off it by doing what? By setting an event, choosing something for them so that they would take their focus off it. So like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do my first triathlon. And what happened? They forgot about weight loss. They focused on swimming, biking, running, doing what they needed to do. And then suddenly race day comes and they go, oh my gosh, Tom, I've lost 28 pounds. I didn't even think about it. So take the focus off weight loss. Don't focus on weight loss as your prime metric for whether or not your program is working. It won't if that's your focus, not long term. But if you do the five do's, do have a specific goal, start to connect to people, do it for something bigger than yourself, that weight loss will come. I promise. Number seven or number two of the don'ts, don't worry about anyone else. Don't worry about others. This is your journey and you're not comparing yourself to anyone else. because what they say they do and what they do, two totally different things. It goes for trainers as well. It goes for fitness people. Do what they do, not what they say. And unfortunately, you don't always see what they do. I know that's confusing, but focus on yourself. Put the blinders on. This is your journey. You're going to get there your way, and you're going to take what's around you and take that in to figure out what works for you. And that's what this show is hopefully doing for you, is giving you so many different ideas and options and ways to figure out where your journey is and what you need to reach your destination, all right? So you have to block out others, block out all the noise around you, people who are telling you what the way it should be, and the people who are competing with you, especially when you start to see results. Put those blinders on. Do not worry about others. Number 8, do not dwell on the past. There's no failure. There's no failure. You tried many different things, diets, exercise programs. You probably got hurt, disappointment, not because you lacked motivation, but because of what I said at the start of the show. You had bad directions. And or you're just figuring it out. You're figuring it out, which is going to be number 9. But wipe the slate clean. There's no past. There's only the present. And every step you make from today forward is a step forward. And that goes to number 10. But that's it. Do not beat yourself up. Stop. That is not helpful. And it's not your fault when you have bad information. But now you have the tools that you're going to employ, and you're going to give it time, and you're going to see results. And I'm going to get those direct messages from you months from now saying, here was my success story. Nothing that makes me happier. It's why I do what I do. Number 9, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Try many different things. This goes to the psychological, the physiological. This goes to finding what you enjoy. So give it time. And this goes to spending money. So you're going to go try maybe a bar class and go, ugh, it's not for me. It's okay. That's how you figure out what does work for you. You try a boxing class, you go, ugh, really don't like that. So don't put all your eggs in one basket. Even when you find something you enjoy, keep mixing it up. Make that maybe the primary, right? If you say, you know what, I really love this walking group. Okay, 3, 4, 5 times a week, whatever that number is. But then you got to do the other things as well, the strength training and some other forms of cardio. But don't put all your eggs in one basket. And this is what's so great about free trial memberships at all of these boutique clubs and things like that. Free trial memberships online. So it's a little counterintuitive because I'm telling you to find what you enjoy. And I want you to do that a lot, but not exclusively, because that leads to problems too. And so when you invest money, when you try many different things, you're going to find different things. Sure, you're going to find some things you like more than others. I enjoy running way more than swimming, but I enjoy being injury-free by doing all the different things, changing things up mentally, saying, you know what, today maybe I'm going to go for that swim instead of the run. The legs are tired, or I'm going to do the strength training. So go by feel and mix it up. And finally, last one. Don't forget that minutes matter. You know, I'm looking at the back of my book in my studio as I say that. And on the back of the micro workout plan in big yellow and black letters, it says 5 minutes matters. And less than 5 minutes matters. So when it comes to motivation, that's the bad information that so many have believed for so long. That I have to go to the gym, that I have to do an hour. And you don't take success, you don't find success in doing the 5 minutes of stretching in the morning, in doing the 10-minute body weight workout in the evening. Because you think, oh, it's not enough. Yeah, it is. And it saps you of the motivation when you make these huge asks of yourself, of your time and commitment, when it's the combination of all of those little workouts, all of that movement done throughout the day that makes all the difference going forward. I don't go to the gym anymore, really, which is crazy. I spent my entire life at 52 now, and I used to mix it up. But COVID and lifestyle and home gym and getting outside, time of year, all of those things, I have gone to the gym less and less and less. If you love going to the gym, awesome. But don't forget that minutes matter. And we need to be healthy outside the gym. We need to move all day long. If you go to the gym for an hour, but you sit 10 hours out of the day, you're going to have problems. So when you don't forget that minutes matter, that makes the motivation that much easier. You go, oh, I can do that. I can do a 10-minute workout in the morning. I can go for a 20-minute walk at lunchtime. That's how all great success stories start. The people I've had on the show, the David Garcias, who made small changes that aren't small at the start. So when it comes to motivation, I'm not asking you to do an Ironman, unless you want to, or run a marathon. I'm actually asking you to start small and make those small changes over time. And it becomes so much easier to get motivated to do that. Oh, I can do that. And it builds on itself. 5 minutes becomes 10 minutes. 10 minutes becomes 15. And then sometimes 15 minutes becomes 3 5-minute workouts throughout the day. It all matters. And I am living proof of that. All right, so there you go. 5 do's, 5 don'ts about motivation. Do not beat yourself up. But got to start listening to the advice here, applying the stuff that resonates with you, learning the science, embracing the science, believing that you have the capacity to change, and then giving it time. All right. Should have done this show before the intrinsic and extrinsic, but, you know, a lot to do. Thank you for listening. Lots of great guests coming up soon. Lots of great shows in the works. If you want to reach out with ideas, questions, topics, Tom H. Fit, Instagram, Tom H. Fit, Twitter, website, fitnessdisrupted.com. I alluded to, talked about my most recent book, The Micro Workout Plan. Such a great place for so many of you to start. And if you have read it, Amazon review, so helpful. Listen, I have, I think it's 64 reviews. My goal is over 100 soon. Who's going to help me out? There you go. I'm setting goals. Setting goals. Remember, my goal for you is to bring you the best information so you can live your best life. No bias. My bias is science and experience and a passion for loving what I do. All right. Remember, there are 3 things we all control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. And that is awesome. I am Tom Holland, exercise physiologist, certified sports nutritionist. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.